Yo, what's going on, people? You already know what it is. It is Tuesday. It's 4 p.m., and that means one thing. It's time for Brooklyn Bandstand. And your host for today, as it is every single Tuesday, is the best in the world, Ben Lewis. And I'm not alone in studio. Today, I got a very special guest, singer, songwriter. He wants to bring back, quote, unquote, white soul. My guy, Just Keith. What's going on, bro?
Good, Brooklyn. Good world.
Yeah, what's going on, man? You find a place all right? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good, man. I find it so close. I was like, Long Island City is literally like the middle of everywhere now.
Yeah, well, we try to be convenient for the big time stars that walk through these doors.
Word, man. I was like, when I lived in Midtown, I was like, oh, okay, I was in the middle then. And I moved to Long Island City. I thought I was going to be far from everything. Mm-hmm. I'm more in the middle now than anywhere.
So you lived in Midtown. Yeah. So singing must have been real good to you.
Yeah.
In Midtown.
It's a little
you got bit. Money. You know what I'm saying? I got a little shoebox out there on Flatbush, but, you know, it's all right.
It was two shoeboxes.
Oh, you had two shoeboxes. You ain't going to get more than two shoeboxes unless you rich in New York.
Yeah, which, you know, I wasn't. So
It happens. So you lived in Midtown. So where you from originally, man?
I'm originally from the Bronx, man. BX stand up, uptown.
Don't do that. Don't do that here.
No.
The Bronx, no. We're not doing that. It's not one of those kind of shows. The Bronx is a horrible place.
Yeah.
No, right. I kid. No, but so you're from the Bronx. When did you like move out of the Bronx? When did you leave?
I was young. I was 10 years old, man.
Oh, okay.
My mom had a better opportunity to go to Midtown. Mm-hmm. And I was able to get into a good school over there. New York City Lab School. So I was there middle school and high school, and it was nice. It was I got a mixture of culture. So I was I was like with school with Spanish and black kids all the time, and then now white Asian kids. So I got the best of both worlds, and that's how I really like tapped into like different genres of music.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the music thing started going. It was like the end of middle school going into high school.
Okay, so do you remember the first time you like? Now you write all your songs, right? So do you remember the first song you wrote, why you wrote it, like what went into that?
That was crazy because it was funny. I started singing before I started songwriting.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't even believe I could sing. When your mom tells you something, you're like, eh.
Yeah, your mom thinks you can do everything.
Yeah, when a girl from school tells you.
That's usually what got a lot of singers into singing.
Yeah. I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to get all the girls. So I was like, so all right, let me do that. And then I started flipping records. That's where I started. So one of my biggest influences is Ryan Leslie.
Yeah.
That he was in New York and stuff like that and doing a whole bunch of stuff here in New York. And that's when he came out with the first Ryan Leslie EP and the whole singing thing. And he was producing himself. So
yeah, he's like a genius, Ryan Leslie.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he really is.
Like, yeah. And to be a genius and like you could do whatever you want to do and still decide to do music.
Yeah.
I commend him for that.
Yeah.
And
didn't he go to like Harvard or something like that?
At 15. He graduated at 19.
From Harvard?
From Harvard. He was that much of a genius. He's like one of these child prodigies.
My God.
Yeah.
He must have like horrible smelling feet though. Like, nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like his feet got a stink or he don't know how to wash up properly. Yeah, something wrong with him.
Yeah. But so I was always into his music, so I would flip his records.
Yeah.
I would always try to take the melody from his songs and then I didn't know how to structure.
Yeah.
It went from poetry to raps and then I started flipping his records. And that's how I correlated and that's how I learned how to structure and that's how I learned how to get creative, like with switching his storyline to my storyline and making it more like whatever was going on in high school. How much can you go on in high school?
I mean, you'd be surprised.
True. Yeah. But yeah, I guess.
I've had some of my worst relationship moments in high school. So
I could agree to an extent.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to embarrass myself on the air and say what happened.
Me neither.
I will say this. I once gave a girl a mixtape with all my favorite R&B songs on it in seventh grade. And after school, I saw her by the bus stop making out with an eighth grader. So,
damn.
You know, screw you, Tiffany. Anyway, it's not about me.
I feel you.
Anyway, excuse me, give myself a second. Yeah. Nah, but so how big would you say of an influence music has been since you like decided, since you like fell in love with it? How big of an influence in your life has it been to this point?
The more I look back on it, the bigger it has become.
Mm-hmm.
Because growing up, I always wanted to be into sports. Yeah. I always wanted to be a sportscaster. I wanted to play ball.
Yeah.
And when hoop dreams wasn't really the answer to everything.
Yeah.
And then I found that I could do music. It just became a part of me. It became everything. I was looking for every opportunity to do it and just be around people that are like me. Because it was hard growing up. Because my brothers and sisters are a lot older. So I had siblings, but then I was kind of like an only child because of
how many siblings difference. Do you have?
I have three sisters and a brother.
So same parents?
Well, my family tree is crazy.
Oh, no, we don't have to get into it, but okay.
Yeah.
No, because how much did you live with? Did you live with most of them?
Well, my oldest sister and my brother, I lived with partially because my sister's 17 years older than me. My brother's 14 years older than me.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
That was, by the time I was growing up, they were already college.
Yeah, exactly.
Starting their lives. Yeah. But they were always around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still.
But it's like, yeah, you kid brother, I ain't worried about you. We're not worried about the same things. Yeah, I was just talking
It was more like having parents than it was having a sibling.
I was just talking about that the other day. Like, for the most, like, I have four sisters and a brother. Like, all of us are like 3 years apart, but it's like you get in different stages and different ages. So like when you're 13, you don't want to do the same things as your 10-year-old brother. So that's where sometimes the difference comes into play. And age is can definitely create like a big separation as you get older and get into different things, man.
Sure.
Let's talk about the first time you actually went into a studio and recorded a track. Like, do you remember what the song was called? Do you remember if it was any good? Like, what was that experience like? What made you get into the studio? I should ask.
Are we talking official studio? Or are we talking very first record? Like,
I mean,
ever?
You talking about iPhone in the bathtub because the acoustics. You know what I'm saying? Like what? what did you record your first song on?
We had a home setup. It was my boy Gabe, my boy Miguel, and they got me to record. It was like. We were redoing Chris Brown and Kevin McCall's song. What's that song? Deuces.
Yo, Deuces, okay.
So I was supposed to be the R&B in the beginning.
Okay.
And we did it, and I thought I wrote something pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back on that, I was like,
it was probably terrible.
So terrible.
Yeah, it probably was.
So terrible.
I wish you had sent me that. I was kind of looking at it.
Oh, my, no. that's buried deep, 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 deep in my computer somewhere. Uh-huh. we recorded that, and that was like the first time I really got used to being in a studio and stuff like that. But the first real record that I actually recorded was actually the first record I ever put out, and we're gonna get to that in a little while.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Thoughts in My Head.
Uh-huh.
That was my first experience like dealing with a producer like really knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
shout out to K Quick.
Yeah, that'd be like cut. That was terrible, dude.
Yeah.
Do that again.
Yeah, like, and then shout out to my boy Devo, because that's my big brother when it comes to the writing game.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, I sing, but I also songwrite, and I pride myself on my songwriting. So,
yeah.
He's been my big brother throughout the whole process, and really, that's how I've grown, and I've always looked up to him, because he's a beast.
Yeah.
So, it's always trying to surround myself with people better than me to just get even better.
For sure, man. We got Just Keith in the studio live here on Brooklyn Bandstand. But yo, check this out. If you'd like to listen to Radio Free Brooklyn when you're not in front of your computer, please go and download the Radio Free Brooklyn mobile app available in the App Store for iPhone. And if you have an Android, first of all, I'm sorry.
Team iPhone.
I kid.
We ain't here.
No, but seriously, Android, iPhone, it doesn't matter. Just go to radiofreebrooklyn.org. If you have an iPhone, radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone. If you have an Android, radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android. Make sure you go download that Radio Free Brooklyn mobile app so you can hear my soothing, beautiful voice on Radio Free Brooklyn as much as possible without having to be in front of a laptop. Make sure y'all stay tuned, because at 4:30, I got those show listings, everything going on in New York City tonight. I know you don't want to sit at home and watch the Yankees get their asses beat again.
Yeah.
That was terrible. So I got the show listings for you at 4:30. Make sure you stay tuned for that. We're going to get into this first track we just mentioned, Thoughts in My Head.
Yeah, man.
Is there a story, some type of background to that before we play it?
Ooh, that was me being 18. That was me being young. My first record, going through emotions, as any 18-year-old would.
Yeah.
Especially relationships, like we were talking about before, high school, bring our worst relationships.
Look at me now, Tiffany.
But it was something I was going through. And literally a few weeks later, I had the whole idea for the record.
Yeah.
And that's when I got into the studio with K Quick, and I got into with my boy Joe.
Yeah.
And we sat together and we made this song come to life, man. And it was really just shocking to just hear the full grasp of like my voice and being layered and being perfectly like sonically together. Like,
he's like, man, I didn't think I thought I was talented, but I didn't think I was this talented.
Yeah, oh my God, I can actually do this.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was that coming to life moment and just gaining that confidence.
All right, man. So here it is. Starts in My Head. Once again, my guy Just Keith in the building right here live on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Brooklyn Bandstand. We'll be right back.
Ink and paper, trying to find the right words. Constant pacing, my heart's racing in my chest, trying to catch my breath. I was always trying to catch you, always trying to catch you, 'cause I made a habit of missing a point, and I chased you away. Didn't wanna end like this, no. It's filled with mixed drinks and empty conversations. I'm calling up the patience, calling up the strength not to run to your door and scream out your name. But now I'm trying to forget you, always trying to forget you. But I made a habit of missing you, but I chased you. There's no, not like this at all, at all, at there's all. A voice inside my head, echoing the things you said. It won't let me go, it won't let me go. It's been days since I slept, 'cause I just can't accept that you're over. I can't sleep, I can't eat, I can't think of anything but you.
The tear off my face.
That was, heartbreak, man. Heartbreak.
That was beautiful, man. All right. If you're just tuning in, we got Just Keith in studio live here on Brooklyn Bandstand. I do want to remind you at 4:30, I got the show listings for you. So do not go anywhere. But I also want you to know that Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. Yes, you listening right now. All right. Reach into your pocket, grab your wallet, grab your credit card.
Come on, people. Help out.
Exactly. Don't hurt Keith's feelings.
Yeah. My feelings already hurt after that last record.
That's what I'm saying, right? Come on. Now reach into your pocket, grab your credit card with the highest limit. All right. The highest, okay? Not the one that you open just to build your credit. There's a $500 limit, maybe.
That Amex.
No. Yeah. That American Express, okay? And head on over to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate and make a one-time donation or a monthly pledge. Either way you choose to help out the station, we greatly appreciate it. Once again, that website is radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. You're listening to Brooklyn Bandstand. Thank you for tuning in to us and listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. All right, Keith. The next thing I wanted to get into, right? You used to be a lot bigger, not in like status and popularity.
Yeah.
You're well on your way, but used to be bigger physically.
Yeah, man. I've
you lost what, 40 pounds?
40 pounds. So through like a 2 year stint, like it was just crazy time in my life. I gained, I was 170 at one point. I got up to 250.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. It was crazy. And I was even performing. And when I look at myself, like performing even at 245, 250, I was like, I need to do something.
Yeah.
And it was weight loss challenge at work.
A weight loss challenge at my job. Wow.
Yeah. So
did you win?
I did.
Okay. What was the prize?
Well, it was $100 a man. We had quite a few people there. So it was a nice little chunk of change. So yeah, it was a little
That'll motivate you.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
that'll get you.
And
you
I'm competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, to be in this game, you got to be competitive.
Of course. Of course.
So, but I've always been competitive. And so we did the weight loss challenge and started eating clean, started doing that. Next thing you know, I went from 246 to down to as low as 204.
Did you ever try to cheat, like plant a double cheeseburger in one of your people's locker or nothing?
I was strict, man.
Well, you were better. No, I'm talking about.
Oh, plant them?
Yeah.
I was good. I was confident.
You better than man than me, because I would have been, you know what I'm saying, putting down.
I just let my results speak for myself.
I'd have been leaving open cheeseburgers on the table in the break room or something like that. I
bought myself a double cheeseburger.
You cheated every now and then.
No, I did not. That was at the weigh-in, at the final day. I had it waiting for me after the weigh-in.
Oh man, that's what's up, man. That I tell you to like commit to like losing weight, that takes a lot of like discipline, a lot of mental like fortitude. That's a big word. Y'all like that, fortitude. Yeah, but that's pretty dope, man. Do you know, was there anything in particular that contributed to you putting on that kind of weight? Were you going through anything?
It was just
like not keeping up with yourself, not paying attention.
Yeah, it was just a mixture of everything. Just life in general.
Yeah.
It was just a snowball effect of everything. I just let it get the best of me.
Yeah.
I feel like we all go through those low points in life.
Yeah, of course.
It makes us stronger. It doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. So, yeah. So once that challenge came, I was like, you know what? It's time to make a change. I want to feel better. I want to do better.
Yeah.
So we did it. And shout out to Kevin, who helped me with that, by the way. It's my boy. So we did that. He went to the gym 5 in the morning every day. So I had to be at work at 7.
Yeah.
So we went to the gym at 5 a.m.
5 in the morning.
5 a.m. Get my running in, get my weights in, do all that good stuff. So we're actually doing another one.
Yeah.
Since I put on a couple pounds back. But I still didn't reach my goal. So I'm using that as leverage to get to my goal.
Yeah. So definitely want to get into this. You got a show coming up, right? A performance coming up, man.
Yeah, man. Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
When's that going down?
That's going down this Thursday. This Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7 at Coco 66.
Nice. Do you know when you go on?
I wish I did.
Okay. But well, you go. Make sure y'all go.
Anytime y'all should come anyway. It's gonna be.
Yeah. How do you get tickets to the show?
So y'all could DM me on my Instagram _ just Keith Music _. You can also on there. There's a link to my bio, so you could buy tickets from that link. You could DM me personally. I don't mind giving you the ticket in hand. I will travel. But I feel the link is the best. And it's advanced ticket pricing, so it's at 15. At the door, it's gonna be 20. So
get your tickets now.
Yeah,
$5 makes all the difference.
It does.
It really.
That's
does.
Your Uber ride.
Well, depending on how far you. I don't got money, so this guy talking about Uber. That's how much it cost me for
a round
trip. Round trip on the L train. Yeah. You know, that's what that is for me.
Yeah, man.
I'm not like Keys making all the big
Come
bucks
on,
out here.
Yeah. Come on, now. We all in the same here.
Oh man, so. Like when before we left off, before we played the song, man, we kind of got into a little bit of you in the studio recording that first song.
Yeah.
So I assume now you've been in several studios, several hours of recording, man. How does Keith set the mood for him to record a song? I imagine it's differently from how, say, a rapper would set the mood. Like, what do you need to do to get in the zone for you to record your tracks in the studio?
To be honest, as cliche as it may sound, just good energy.
Mm-hmm.
Good energy. I like being around the people that are just as creative as I am, that just have ideas. And I love bouncing off ideas. It dates back to high school. That's how the school was structured. It was collaborative study. So we would bounce ideas and stuff like that. And always, I feel that aspect of learning is always the best. Because you never know what you're going to learn from another person.
Right.
So that's how I like to do it, and just build off ideas and I feel like that's and just being organic with it.
Yeah.
That always is always the best product for me.
Right.
And I feel like it's always the truest product is trying to be as organic as possible. So I like I said, good vibes, being around good energy, and to be honest, I like hearing the music first.
Yeah.
So like I always like going into.
So you'll have the instrumental like on loop for a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
I let the music speak to me, man. And just because it's just the story. What story should come out to this?
Yeah.
And that's how I get it going.
Now, do you write your song and then like try to get a beat to it, or do you just do you have a producer that you consistently work with, right?
It's a couple of them.
Okay, so is it like, yo, I just made this beat, I think it would be really good with your voice? It's like, how was the process of you putting a song together? What is that like for you?
Usually I just have a whole list of ideas.
Yeah.
I come through, I'm just like, yo, I have an idea for this record, or if I hear something like, oh, this subject matter would be perfect for this. So that's why I always say when I work with producers and stuff like that, I'm like, yo, send me anything, because you never know what might hit me. And there's been a couple occasions like I just got it through somewhere and ends up being that producer that I work with, and it was just like I ended up making a track and surprising them, and I'll send it to them like, oh, it sound familiar?
Yeah.
I actually did that with Riser.
Yeah, shout out to Riser.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Riser.
Yeah,
that man is a monster.
Yeah, he is. He is.
But there was a beat that he had sent to Ill. Sent to Atlas the Plug. Shout out to Atlas the Plug, my cousin. So Atlas sent me a whole bunch of records. I was trying to like write for an artist. It happened to be a Riser beat, and I ended up keeping that record.
Yeah.
The world's gonna hear that soon.
Yeah.
The world's gonna hear that very soon.
Hopefully I hear it first.
Of course. I got you. Definitely.
We end up in the same rooms a lot. So,
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But I surprised him with it.
Yeah,
I recorded the whole thing and I sent him like at 2:30 in the morning. I was like,
because that's when creatives are working. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, that's like noon.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like noon for us.
Man, you mentioned Atlas the Plug is your cousin. Like, that's crazy. Like, I've seen him a few times, like in certain like I don't want to say like industry parties. That sounds like I'm being bougie, but you know. That's where we run into each other.
It's industry party. That's what it is.
I know I'm somewhere important if I see him there.
Yeah, for sure.
So how, man, because he's like pretty deep into this entertainment industry, especially with music. He has a lot of gems. Like, how has having him as your cousin helped your music career so far?
It's been big, man.
Yeah.
It's been big. Just to learn the business, the business side of it.
And yeah.
Just giving me the opportunity to be around it. Because there was a point, like I said, when I was going through those difficult times, I wasn't doing music.
Mm-hmm.
And I was away for about a year and a half, 2 years. And that's like coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
So just trying to be around it, and for him to get just give me the opportunity to be around it and to be around Illmind and be around all these great people, legendary people, and learning from them. It was just a great opportunity. And I would always thank him for that. I always be grateful that I have the opportunity to do that.
Is he one of the people that you send, like, let's say you make a track, you send it to him and his opinion? Like,
oh, yeah.
So
oh,
yeah. If he's like, yo, Keith, this ain't
he
it.
He always keeps it 100, yeah, which like, I've always appreciated.
Always. You don't ever say, man, fuck, you don't know what the hell you talking about. This is a hit. You don't do that? You don't do that at all?
So, you better
than me. Yeah.
Once
this is a hit, and you know it. And then, you know, after it doesn't go over well, you come back like, you know what, let's tweak some things.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on. But his opinion always counts because it's like, I always strive to be better. He's like, when he tells me it's trash, I'm like, damn. All right, cool. Back to the drawing board. How we gonna get a better record?
Yeah, because that's important because, like, you play your music for a lot of people. They'll know damn well for 3 minutes and 30 seconds. They'll be like, man, this thing is garbage. Mm-hmm. And then when you, at the end, you know, what you think? Yo, it was good, man. It was all right. You know, so you got people who will always yes you to death. Mm-hmm. And so it's real important to have someone like him in your corner.
Exactly.
To kind of tell you the truth about it, man.
And it's nice for him to be on the level that he's at and still be keeping it 100 with me.
Yeah,
because there's even some people on that level that won't even keep it 100 with
you. Yeah, that's a fact. So there's definitely, what do you call it, industry fakeness, I guess, for lack of a better term.
You gotta move, you gotta learn how to adapt, and you gotta learn how to read it.
Yeah, definitely, man. Oh, jeez. So right now, before we get into the next track, which is Mission Accomplished, tell everyone where they can find you at, find your music, social media, where they can follow you, and then let us know one more time where you're going to be performing this week.
Yeah, man. So Instagram, like I said, _ Just Keith Music, JustKeith Music, _ on East Side. You can find me on Twitter at Just Keith Music, SoundCloud, Just Keith. I just put down, actually, Mission Accomplished. And Thoughts in My Head. Mission Accomplished came yesterday. Thoughts in My Head actually came today. It was a re-release just to give people that vibe again because it's been so long since I put it out. So those two records you can find on SoundCloud, and then you can even find me on Apple Music, every major stream. And then you'll see why later.
That's right, man. Just Keith in studio right here on Brooklyn Bandstand. We about to get into Mission Accomplished. Is there... real quick, like a story or anything behind this track, or is just like I'm a dope writer. Here's a fire song.
This was I was teaming up with, again, K Quick and my big brother Devo on this record. I had this idea for just a bright record, and just feeling good and being happy, and I felt that my boy Devo, I was still learning. I was still the pupil in the songwriting game. So I just had the idea again. Helping come to life, and Mission Accomplished happened, and I still get good feedback about this record to this day.
Well, that's great, man. Here it is, Mission Accomplished, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Just Keith is my guest in studio right here on Brooklyn Bandstand. We'll be right back.
Girl, get comfortable. Sit back and relax, girl, don't fight. It's gonna be wonderful. We in for a hell of a night.
So what you like?
Tonight we're celebrating you and everything that we've been through. Let's get lost in love and do what lovers do. Sometimes love can feel like a war.
When I'm putting my guns down,
forever, so they be jealous that we got together. Whatever, I got you, you got me. We don't let nobody switch up the images that we see. No, we don't fight for the belt no more.
Baby, we want
and ain't no tracks to send us to war.
Mission accomplished.
This fairy tale will be your favorite, and you got all your life to savor it.
Sometimes love
can feel like a war,
but I'm putting my guns down.
I don't want.
Like you,
feels like I found a secret
together. Cause I've been searching for forever and haven't found someone like you. Feels like I found a secret treasure, a world too much to measure. So if the orders are to find love, we got this. Baby, mission accomplished.
My God, that was beautiful. That was Mission Accomplished.
Yes, sir.
By my guy, Just Keith, who's here live in studio for Brooklyn Bandstand. Yo, it's after 4:30, so you already know what that means. I got you with those show listings going down tonight in Brooklyn. Let me get some cool. I got a little R&B instrumental.
R&B vibes.
It's just you know, we got to sing in the building. I can't put a trap beat like I usually do. But yo, it's going down tonight. Live shows, first and foremost, man. Live at the Alphaville. Lost Boy, Vito Reyes, Creation Myth, Blood on the Knife is going down 8 p.m. 21 and over to get in. $8 for the ticket. The Compensators, Dragger, and Good Fight will be at Baby's All Right tonight. 21 and over to get in. 8 p.m. is the start time. Florence and the Machine and Kamasi Washington will be at Barclays Center tonight. $49.50 is the cost of admission. All ages are welcome. 7 p.m. is the start time. Tedeschi Trucks Band will be at Beacon Theater. All ages are welcome. 8 p.m. is the start time. Pete International Airport, Tierra del Fuego, and Cure Light Wounds will be at Berlin. That is a 21 and over show. 8 p.m. is the start time. Chelsea Cutler and Christian French will be at Bowery Ballroom. $18 to get in. 18 and over is the age limit. 8 p.m. is the start time. The Presets, Blood Red Shoes, will be at Brooklyn Steel. $25 for the ticket. 16 and over to get in. The English Beat will be at City Winery. That's a $40 ticket. 21 and over to get in. 6 p.m. is the start time. Chiffon, Shosa, Operator Music Band will be at Come On Everybody. 21 and over to get in. $7 is the cost of admission. 8 p.m. is the start time. Jesse Malin, Radiant Reveries, Amanda Cross, and Kelly Swindle will be at Coney Island Baby. $12 for the ticket. 21 and over to get in. 7:30 p.m. is the start time. Going down at Elsewhere tonight is Bush Tetris, Pill, CD Films. They're going on at 8 p.m. 16 and over to get in. $15 for the ticket. Also at Elsewhere, Serpent with Feet and Lee Mo will be performing. That's a $20 ticket. 16 and over to get in. 8 p.m. is the start time. Denzel Curry, ooh, nice, and Kid Trunks will be at Gramercy Theater. 16 and over to get in. 9:30 is the start time. Denzel Curry is also doing a set at 5:30 tonight at Gramercy Theater. That is currently sold out. So if you got tickets for that, consider yourself lucky. Hone, Pablo Brown will be at Irving Plaza tonight. 16 and over to get in. 7 p.m. is the start time. Modest Mouse, Tropical, excuse my language, Tropical Fuckstorm.
Wow.
My God.
These names are getting crazy nowadays.
You believe that? This is a band. Nah. Modest Mouse and Tropical Fuckstorm will be at King's Theater tonight. All ages are welcome, although I wouldn't bring my kids to that show. $49.50 for the tickets. Cuckoo Kangaroo, Super Fun, and Yeah Yeah Rocket Ship will be at Knitting Factory in Brooklyn. All ages are welcome. $15 for the ticket. 6 p.m. is the start time. Chris Garneau and Emily Wrights will be at Le Poisson Rouge. That is a $15 ticket, 18 and over to get in. Eagles will be at Madison Square Garden. All ages are welcome. 7 p.m. is the start time, and that show is sold out. Walker Hayes, Hannah Ellis will be at Mercury Lounge tonight. 16 and over to get in. $20 for the ticket. Living Hour, Harrison Lipton, and Pinky will also be at Mercury Lounge tonight. They're performing at 9:30. Their show is $10. Peach Pit, Sunseeker, and The Verns will be at Music Hall of Williamsburg. That will be at 8 p.m. tonight. 18 and over to get in. Monica Germino will be at National Sawdust. All ages are welcome. $35 for the ticket. 9 p.m. is the start time. Of course, this show is sold out. Elton John will be at NYCB Live. All ages are welcome. 7 p.m. is the start time. I mean, if
get
you got
Elton John
that
tickets.
Probably sold out in what? Like 5 minutes? Elton John, my God. Legend.
That's crazy. He's still selling out in,
I know, right?
Like 5-10 minutes.
Seriously.
So you know you made it.
Word. Troy Sivan and Kim Petras, along with Leland, will be at Radio City Music Hall. All ages are welcome. 8 p.m. is the start time. Gruff Reese and Lorcan O'Reilly will be at Rough Trade. 21 and over to get in. 8 p.m. is the start time. Frank Hurricane, Bot, Sam Cogan, The Rainbows, and Secret Sibling will be at Secret Project Robot. 21 and over to get in. 7 p.m. is the start. 8 p.m. is the start time. $7 for the ticket. Eric Hutchinson and Jeremy Messersmith will be at Sony Hall tonight. 21 and over to get in. 8 p.m. is the start time. Likely, T-Ron and Aomari will be at Terminal 5. All ages are welcome. 7 p.m. is the start time. $37.50 for the ticket. Puzzlehead, Nandas, and Kaleidoscope will be at The Glove tonight. All ages are welcome. $5 for the ticket. 9 p.m. is the start time. A Boogie with the Hoodie will be at the Wellmont Theater tonight. Yes. 18 and over to get in. $20 for the ticket. Hey, don't do that. Come on now. Nah.
Nah,
he's putting on for the Bronx, though. He's putting on for the Bronx.
Yeah, man.
Ben Saradin, Ian Wayne, and Clara Warmar will be at Trans Pecos tonight. All ages are welcome. $10 for the ticket. 8 p.m. is the start time. Harris Meyerson will be at Union Hall tonight. 21 and over to get in. $8 for the tickets. 8 p.m. is the start time. The Scientists, Desdemonis, and Savick will be at Union Pool. That is sold out. $25 was the cost of admission. That is going down at 8 p.m. And ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of our show listings for this Tuesday, October 9th.
It's a busy Tuesday.
It is a very busy Tuesday.
Wow.
And for some reason, it's still spring outside. So find yourself something to do tonight.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully it's my birthday's in 2 weeks. So hopefully, hopefully it's still warm for my birthday. I don't want to have to wear a coat or something. You know,
I know. That's
you know,
it.
You know, we got Just Keith in studio right here, live on Brooklyn Bandstand.
Brooklyn.
Yo, Keith, tell everyone once again where they could find your music at, where they could, you know, follow you and know when you drop some new heat for us.
So, IG, Instagram, it's underscore on each side, Just Keith Music, with the underscores on each side. You can find me on Twitter at Just Keith. SoundCloud is always reliable. Just Keith, you can search that. And then I'm gonna be putting out more music, Apple Music, Spotify, all that good stuff. So you can just search Just Keith.
That's right, man. And we're gonna get into, you got a single you just released, right?
Yes, sir.
We're gonna get into that right now.
You want
to talk about it a little bit? Is there a story behind it?
This record here is just the evolution of me.
Yes.
Like the other two records we just put on, those are like with my big brothers when it, like songwriting with them and guiding through it, and I just had more of the idea input into it. This one, I sat down with Jay Jules.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jay Jules, man. He's coming up. He's gonna be a problem.
Yeah,
singing, rapping, producing,
everything.
He does everything. He's photography. You name it, videography. He does it all.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a little genie in a bottle.
You just, good way
you
to
just
put
ask
it.
For a wish, and he just brings it to life. It's crazy.
Man.
But we sat down. I song wrote this. I arranged it. I did everything. He just came out with this fire beat. It was like JT and Timbaland came to the studio, and we just laid down a record, man.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into it. I'm getting into it now because, you know, I definitely want to get into more conversation.
For sure.
And if there's a chance, we'll play it again to end off the show.
Sounds good.
Because, you know, people be in and out the, you know.
Run that back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. So here it is, man. This is Let Go. Just Keith in the studio.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to Brooklyn Bandstand right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll be right back. Let's get it.
Girl, I see in your face all the pain, all the shame, but you're not to blame. I've been through this before, asking where did love go, blaming myself for their mistakes. Baby girl, can't you see you're a star, you're a queen. Take my hand, come get lost with me.
We are back here on Brooklyn Bandstand. My guy, Just Keith, in the studio. Man. That was Let Go. That's a new single, right?
It's a brand new single.
Yeah, that's... man. Putting out dope music. Thank you for sharing it here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Of course, man. I appreciate you for playing it.
Well, you know. I try my best. I like to, like to look out. Yeah. I didn't know you were from the Bronx. Otherwise, I would have never invited you here. That was that's a mistake on my part. But no, I'm kidding, man. Oh man. Wow. So like I want to get into where do you see, like, it's almost the end of the show, man, but like how far would you say you've come, like vocally, just musically, like your ideas, like would you say it's like night and day from when you first started to now, and what has attributed to that growth and that development?
Oh my God, it's complete night and day.
Yeah.
Like I said, from before, like from my first record to this,
mm-hmm.
it's been such a complete revelation in how everything in my life has just led up to this moment.
Yeah.
And now I'm doing it myself and like I'm at that level, like, okay, I'm spreading my wings and I'm flying.
Mm-hmm.
It's no more guiding, no more learning. Well, I'm always going to learn.
Yeah.
But now it's that leap of faith.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm taking now. So it's been such a growth. And From going to vocal class since I was 15.
So this is like serious for you, like.
Oh yeah, it's
not just like, yeah, I used to sing in the choir and.
Oh no, this is life, man. This is what I want to do. This is what.
Sure.
Of course, we all got to make money somehow.
Of course,
we
got to
do our regular stuff. But yeah, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to make money. It's how I love living life. Mm-hmm. The music is my life.
Yeah.
So I love the people that I'm around. I love the music I create. I love the emotion that I can give someone through my music.
Yeah.
So
do you have, like, I know a lot of times, especially because when it comes to doing anything in the entertainment industry, music, when you want to be radio, whatever it is, acting, like sometimes the support from some of your closest people isn't there, not because they don't want, well, not because like they don't believe in you, but because. Yeah. You know, they want something secure for you. They want something like safe for you.
Of course.
So would you say, like, how has the support been since you decided, like, yo, this is something I'm going to do, like that, I'm trying to get into?
That's even been night and day. Yeah. Since when I first wanted to do this, it was against. of like whatever was going on. Like, oh no, you need to go to school. You need to go do this. You need to have a secure job, 401k, do your thing. And I was always kind of the one to go against the grain and push limits. And you know what? I want to do what I want to do. I want to do what makes me happy.
In essence, I would say most people in this industry, that's what they, you know, that was the mentality I had. Like, I could go do this desk job. Not saying that there's anything wrong with that.
Of course, it's respectable.
I could go do this, but I want to do this. And I'm going to take the chance and do that. So you're saying, like, you have the support of your family. Like,
of course, yeah.
Like, you got a special woman in your life, right?
Yeah, man. Girlfriend. Shout out. She's probably flying right now.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Well, you know, Radio Free Brooklyn. If you got Wi-Fi, you can listen to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah, hopefully she's on the plane listening to this right now.
And also, this episode is archived, so, you know.
Yeah, for sure. She's going to listen back on this.
You know
what up, baby?
But, yo, so how long have y'all been together, man?
We've been together, what, 4 months, but we know each other 5 years.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Oh, so, it's grown, man.
It's always tricky when she know you that long. She's seen some of your tricks.
She know me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so it's always like, all right, I know, you know. I've seen you playing around when you were single.
That's why. A little bit. But that's why I know she wants me for me, because if she knows me and she's still with me.
Yeah.
Then exactly. Salute to her.
Yeah, man.
For dealing with my.
How's the support from her as far as the music
amazing.
Goes?
It's amazing. Yeah? She's always supporting me.
Mm-hmm.
She's always telling me. I'm always sending her my records.
Yeah.
Always sending
she
her
she
the stamp of approval. Yeah. Everything I do with
yo, baby, this shit is trash. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure, let me know. And I appreciate that. That's why I always like having a circle with everybody keeps it 100.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
yeah.
She definitely does that. But when I have shows, when I do that, like, she makes sure she's there. She makes sure when I'm on interviews, she makes sure she's tuning in.
Yeah.
And all that good stuff, man.
So, that's what's up, man.
She definitely.
What about, like, family, like, brothers, sisters? Like, what's the support like from them?
Oh, it's great. It's great. They're all going to be down Thursday. So if you want to see some of the fam over there, they're going to be there.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
They're definitely coming out to show support.
Mm-hmm.
They've definitely downloaded everything. My God, my nieces and nephews, they're teenagers already. So it's like, that's even a good gauge, because I always send them stuff. And just to see what the younger audience, like the next generation, is listening to and getting into. And if my stuff can correlate with them, then I know I have something good, and that longevity is going to be there.
That's what's up, man. So let me ask you this, man. Like, you obviously, you love making music. You love writing. You love putting it out there. What do you want people, when people listen to a Just Keith record, what do you want people to get out of that? How do you want them to feel?
I want them to tap into whatever emotion they're feeling already. I want to be able to enhance that. I want to be able to say, you know what? This is relatable to what I'm going through right now.
Yeah.
And if it could help in any way, and just and make you feel better and just go about your day a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. I get the satisfaction of making people happy. And
that's what's
and
up.
I love doing that in my music.
Yeah, he answered that question before. You see how fast. I thought I was going to stump you with that one.
Ah.
He answered that one before. I need to step my game up.
That's I'm trying, man, you know.
Oh, man. So, like, as far as some of your... Is there anyone out there that you pattern, like, your sound off of? Or are you... Because I know, like, some of the advice I've gotten when I first got into, like, broadcasting and radio and stuff like that is, like, find someone that you admire, try to mimic them, and then from that, develop your own sound. So maybe, like, not so much now you try to sound like somebody, but was there anyone, I know you mentioned, like, Ryan Leslie.
Yeah.
Was there anyone else that you heard their music and you're like, man, I want to make tracks like this, and then you kind of developed your sound from them.
Justin Timberlake was another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's still now.
Like, yeah.
I like Let Go.
I wasn't crazy about Man in the Woods, but you know.
I wasn't either.
Yeah, you know.
The opening record was good. I was like, oh, yes. Yeah. And then it just kind of.
I kind of like 2020 experience, Justin, but you know.
That's classic.
Yeah.
That whole album is ridiculous.
Yeah, man. But just who else?
JT, Miguel. I go as back. My original inspiration, the one I always listen to, is Marvin Gaye.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's the original. Man. That's the
you just trying to get the black fans. That's what you're trying to
do. Nah, man. I always had that soul in me, man.
Yeah, for sure.
The Isley Brothers, Temptations. Yeah, I go back to that because I grew up that because of my parents. My dad used to DJ in the 80s and stuff like that. And
so there was music was
music
around
is
you.
Around my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom loves music.
Yeah,
when I tell you every Sunday, Luther Vandross was in the house. He was preaching in my house.
Yeah.
Listen. when you hear never too much, never too much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was I already knew we were cleaning.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was pretty much it. And that's I grew up with the old school and I got to embrace that growing up at a young age and mm-hmm. embracing that and finding the roots to the music that I love to do.
Yeah.
And then create my own path, and I feel that's what I'm doing now. It's creating my own path with a little bit of new school, a little bit of old school, trying to just combine everything.
Yeah, man.
And make what it just keeps out.
That's what's up. So you're performing on Thursday.
On Thursday.
So what does Keith do the day that he knows I'm performing tonight? What, take me through your day.
Oof.
Take me through like some of the things you like to do to get in the zone for the day that you're about to perform.
I get up like a normal person. What I try to do from there is just I always warm up vocally, always trying to listen to other records, get into the groove of things, get into the groove of the day, treat it like a normal day. And I've learned this as the more shows I've done, because before I used to get all nervous and jittery, like, oh man, thinking about the show. But
yeah,
it was now it's just like, all right, I'm just treating it like a normal day and stuff like that, and just really tailor my performance and what I'm gonna do to the audience I'm gonna have.
There's no like special meals you have, like I need to have water with a spoonful of honey in
I
it
definitely and... need my big bottle of water room uh-huh. temperature. Like,
is there a brand of water? I'm sorry, we just got Poland Spring.
Yeah, I'm usually an essential person.
Oh.
Essential's my
drink. Essential. Oh, look at that.
Like essential. It's funny because my coworkers call me bougie for drinking essential. Like, you can't just have normal water.
Well, you know what? I went to the store, I saw Essentia. And I saw the Poland Spring, and I didn't want to break the 20 that I had in my wallet, so I got you Poland Spring.
It's all good, and I drank the Poland Spring with a smile on my face.
And you didn't notice. I could have poured the Poland Spring in an essential bottle.
Exactly.
And you'd have been like, oh, man, these are crisp, right? Yeah,
exactly.
But, man, that's dope, man. So you got the show. So you don't do anything. You're not superstitious at all. You don't have anything.
I like to be as loose as possible.
Yeah.
So that's why I try to treat it like a normal day.
Yeah.
And just regular routine, prepping and all that good stuff. Even when I'm there, I'm laughing, I'm having a good time when everybody's there, mm-hmm. having a couple drinks.
Yeah.
You know, just feel loose, feel in the moment and in the vibe. But once I hit that stage, that's when I'm locked in.
Yeah.
And then once I have that mic at my face, it's a done deal.
It's
go time. That's it. And that's when I feed off the energy of the audience and we have fun.
Yeah.
You know, that's my family for the next X amount of minutes that I have on stage. So just try to make their experience as enjoyable as possible. And just when I'm done, that damn, I want to go listen to his music. I want to have fun.
Yeah.
I want to be in that realm in that moment again.
Yeah. Last question, man. What size is that shirt? Because it looks like we're about the same size. And, you know, you got all this money over here. You blinging and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Look like a fancy hat. Look like, you know, it's like, what about 1X or 2X?
It's 1X.
I could probably fit that. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, I could probably throw that on.
You know? Urban Outfitter, you know? Shout out to Urban Outfitter for the fit.
We don't say names on this show until they pay me. So, you know, it's okay. You didn't care.
Yeah.
You didn't care. You didn't ask. It's okay.
I didn't ask.
Nah, man, this was fun, bro.
Yeah, definitely, man.
I appreciate you coming
through. Definitely gotta do this again.
Yeah, for sure, man. I appreciate you coming through. We're gonna play your song, Let Go, one more time, because that's the single.
One more time.
That's right, man. But, real quick, before we get into that, tell everyone where they can find you one more time and let us know everything we need to know about the show that you have coming this Thursday.
Brooklyn, everybody, if you want to follow me on Instagram, JustKeithMusic_ on both sides. If you want to follow me on Twitter, at JustKeithMusic. Let Go is available everywhere, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, whatever streaming service you have, go download it. Go share it with the world if you love it. That's where you can find me. You also can find me this Thursday, Coco 66 in Greenpoint.
That's right.
So let's make it happen. Let's have some fun.
That's right, man. Yo, once again, appreciate you coming through.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you for having me.
I'm going to be right back. I'm not going anywhere, folks. I'm on from 5 to 6. I'm coming for my guy, Mike DeMayo of the DMZ. It's funny that you can't do today because I'm playing like 90s R&B. For the next hour.
My vibes.
You can stick around if you want. It's up to
you. Definitely.
But I'm coming for my guy, Mike DeMayo on the DMZ right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're going to get one more time into Let Go.
Let Go.
By my guy, Just Keith, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's been Brooklyn Bandstand. Everyone enjoy your day. I'll catch you in about two to three minutes here on the DMZ for my guy, covering for my guy, Mike DeMayo. We'll be right back.
Girl, I know of a place where the waves wash the troubles away. Girl, I see in your face all the pain, all the shame, but you're not to blame. I've been through this before, asking where did love go, blaming myself for their mistakes. Baby girl, can't you see you're a star, you're a queen. Take my hand, come get lost with me.
Let go.